Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, and welcome to the 60 Second Retail podcast that delves into the latest trends and challenges in the retail and consumer products industry. My name is Natalie Cutler, and I'm your host and national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today, we're tackling the challenge of managing master data, specifically focusing on product information management, or otherwise referred to as PIM, and how to effectively govern product information across your ERP and website. Join us as we explore practical strategies with our guest, Steven Swanson, Managing Director in Enterprise Business Applications here at BDO, to streamline your data management for success. Let's dive right in. Welcome to the show, Steven.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Great. Steven, we do a lot of episodes around data. And recently, you know, we've been talking about using data with what else but AI. But today we're going to speak about a different kind of data, master data. Can you tell us a little bit about what is master data? How does it differ from everything else that we've been talking about?
Yeah, sure. When we're talking about master data, that's really like our volumes of data for what kinds of products we sell, or what kind of, you know, who our customer base is, or our vendor listing, or our list of retail stores or sites. It's all the kind of slowly changing data that is core of, that we're going to end up having transactions off of that master data, that's where we're going to be talking about AI and all that. But if we don't have high quality master data before that, that's what we want to talk about first today.
So it sounds like it's almost like the foundation to the rest of the data, maybe is the
Absolutely.
Way to look at it. And, you know, when you and I spoke earlier about this, you mentioned something about centralizing and decentralizing data. Can you tell our listeners as to what does that even mean and how does it relate to master data?
Yeah, absolutely. So specifically, we'll kind of focus more so on the item master content today, but obviously it does apply to other portions as well. But with the item data, you know, depending upon the size of the retail organization or the complexity of the product offering and such, the company finds the need to want to try to centralize that data, meaning taking away the maintenance and curation of that content from, let's say, you know, let's just pretend you've got 500 stores. Do you really want 500 different store managers going in and maintaining and updating the content about each one of the products we carry? Or should we have a centralized department that is maintaining and curating that data? But it isn't always necessarily just about centralizing the data as a whole. There could be certain core pieces, such as the description, maybe some of the images, things like that, that we want to centralize. But maybe we do still decentralize some of the attributes and elements about the product because we can crowdsource that data from a larger population who can give us some of the items that we can use to compare products against each other. But the point is that we want to talk about the proper governance for your organization for how many people should have their hands in the cookie jar for actually maintaining this content that is core to your business.
Right. So if I'm a retailer, should I want to have centralized or decentralized data? And is it all or nothing? Or can I centralize some and decentralize some? And is there a benefit to dividing it up?
Yeah. Definitely will say in general, you're going to want to lean more towards centralizing because I imagine most retailers nowadays are not just singular mom and pops, but it's going to have multiple storefronts and or a website and or a call center that goes with it. So you want everybody speaking the same information about those products or about how this, you know, model number has, you know, this feature and this other one has 50% more of that feature. So where possible, you'll want to try to look at centralizing that so you have more so one version of the truth, the team as a whole, the website as a whole, so, and everybody is using it. But it's definitely not an all or nothing kind of a conversation. Again, an example I would say is that, you know, you would have that core information, like what's the brand, what's the different colors it comes in, what's the imagery that goes with that? That stuff is key to the way you're going to present it in your flyers, present it online, so on and so forth. but you could be looking at certain data that, you know, such as some of the features and benefits that we could potentially find a very good resource in a part of the company that is very good at this particular type of product offering, and they can add some more rich content that would be better than just somebody who's sitting in front of a computer, somebody who truly knows that product line. Another way you might consider that is that maybe some of your higher volume or more critical, higher margin product categories, maybe those need to be more centralized, but you could take some of your accessories or some of your add-on items, or maybe some of the things that you're just procuring and not selling, and potentially decentralize that to have more people jump in and lend a hand.
Thank you for that. And we started the call by saying that, you know, defining what a PIM is, product information management. So what value does a PIM bring to a retailer?
Well, when you look again, prior to really trying to get very much into omnichannel, you would have an ERP that would have this information about what do we need to do to buy these goods. And this system over here would be controlling the content that would be going up on the website. And this system over there might have some information about what happens in the warehouse when we actually go to fulfill those line items. A PIM system is normally going to unify all the data points of all the different parties in your organization, and your customers, of course, to be able to get it all in one place. So again, I'm not having to maintain barcodes in one system and images in another system and marketing copy in a third system. It all ends up being together, which is going to end up giving you a better unified picture, as well as reduced chance of error. Because if you're looking at the image in the one system that's controlling the list of colors it comes in, and you don't see those images with those colors, then you probably have a data entry problem, and it's going to raise the quality of your data of what you can then go to market with.
Sounds like the secret sauce to omnichannel, if you ask me.
Because you've got to be speaking the same language all the way through across all your channels and all your touch points.
Perfect. Very good. Stephen, thank you very much. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in this episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.